We are very excited that you're going to be here May 24th at Kuwaitan Casino in St. Ignace. Definitely looking forward to it. It's been a couple of years since you've been to Northern Michigan, and I know that you're on your Tall Boys and Short Stories tour through mid-May. How is that going so far?
I'll tell you what, we're having a blast. It's been a while since, you know, you do shows year around if you're lucky, and thank goodness we've been able to stay on the road the last several years, but we want to do something a little different. You know, when you sit around with your buddies, no matter where you're from, whether it's a tailgate, the living room, a bonfire, and everybody's just kind of shooting the breeze and catching up. Those are some of the best times, reminiscing. And so I've had some interesting things happen in Nashville, to say the least, with, you know, many big cast of characters like Lee Bryce and Randy Houser and Jamie Johnson, and we've accumulated some pretty good memories. So I thought it'd be fun to bring that kind of show and configuration, you know, to everybody that's been kind enough to support my music over the last few years. So it's definitely just pretty much a full band show. We have a little different configuration so that we can kind of do anything we want at any time. We really don't have a set list, and we're just going to play obviously some new music, some music that have put out over the years, and then what's fun is we're adding in some songs that made us all want to move to Nashville. And in between the songs, I might tell an incriminating story about my friends.
Because that tour sort of ends right before this show, are we still going to see some of that stuff? Is it going to be like that, or is it going to be a little bit different then?
It'll definitely be like a hybrid, because we'll be coming off, you know, the Tall Boys and Short Stories, and there's really not much difference other than, you know, a few more lights and a couple other guys. So they'll just have to, you know, kind of, I guess, get in the groove with what we've been doing. And what's fun is to think about all the shows, concerts I went to growing up, and just things that were my favorite moments, and just try to come up with our own way to make someone feel that way when they come and see us play. So it was a lot of fun to put the set list together and rearrange some stuff. And there's only 12 notes in music before they repeat as an octave. So what's amazing about music is you could write the same chord progression over and over and over and over, which has happened throughout, you know, the beginning of recorded music, and the songs never sound the same, pretty much. So when you do discover that maybe your song has a similar chord progression to other songs, you can mix and match them and do little medleys and hybrids, and it's just been a blast to figure that out with the guys and get something exciting. I mean, I know we're excited, so I hope everybody will come out and let us play them some music and try to show them a unique show that maybe they don't get to see when they come out to see music.
I know you've written hits for Garth and Blake Shelton, John Anderson and Jamie Johnson and so many other people. What's more rewarding for you, though? Having a song you wrote hit number one that somebody else recorded, or hitting number one with a song you sang but somebody else wrote?
You know, it's so weird. It's so separate to me, because, you know, you sit around with, you know, a couple of buddies or even by yourself writing a song that really is a piece of your soul. And I write a lot of songs from my heart, but some I write from my liver, so I don't discriminate, you know, on my bodily organs when contributing to music. But what's amazing is I started out as a songwriter, and out of all the millions of songs that have been written, when someone's kind enough to take that piece of you and say, hey, this is something I want to say, you know, my album, it's such an amazing feeling. And so it's so bizarre, because when you step on stage, it's just two completely separate worlds for me. So anytime a song can get to number one, is so many moving parts, and it's so rare that you just got to bask in that moment that the good Lord gave you, because they all feel the same to me, because I get to get on stage and sing them. And if someone else records a song, I can still get on stage and sing it too. So you never really lose it. It just kind of gives it a chance to have its own path outside of the world you brought it into.
And I know this is a difficult question, especially for songwriters, but do you have a song that you're most proud of?
Yeah, I go overseas and play for our military, and I've always wanted to do it just to show my support. But what I didn't realize is when I had the great honor, I didn't realize it would change my life permanently. And just being a fly on the wall in some of these crazy places and just seeing everybody be a part of something bigger than themselves and they're proud to do it really inspired me. And so when I came home, I got asked the next year to go back for the holiday tour with the USO. I wanted to have some sort of music to say thank you, but, you know, that's one of those subjects that it just got to hit you just right, or it's just not going to be as real as you want it to be, and people are going to see right through it. So I was sitting on the couch watching TV and actually had my guitar in my hand. Some of our guys got ambushed in Niger, and I just saw so many of those faces, you know, that I had met overseas, those young men and women, and it just broke my heart to think about that, you know, them in that kind of scenario. So when we went back overseas, I had written this song called Old Glory, that I wanted to hold on to because it's from a soldier's perspective, and I'm putting the words in someone's mouth of something I didn't do. You know, I've never worn the uniform, and I got a reaction that I never would have dreamed of, and was so thankful when I came home. I started playing it at every place, you know, from Seattle to Portland, Maine to Dallas, Texas, and it was the same reaction everywhere because I kept, you know, like everybody should, politics out of it and just spoke from a stories I'd heard, because there's so many sacrifices we don't realize that families make, you know, I mean, just babies being born, and our elders passing away, or even tragedy. You know, there's just so much that is on the shoulders of these young men and women, and just maybe even more forever grateful. So I can't wait to play Old Glory for you and for everybody else. It's just truly a song that's, the message is much bigger than anything I've been a part of. I know that.
I read that you said it's 100% heart and 0% politics, which is nails it. It just nails it. It's perfect. It's a beautiful song.
You know, I didn't write it, and when I first heard it, first right out of the gate, you know, when you find yourself tapping your foot, that's a good sign. And you know, I went through a divorce last year, and just part of the journey, unfortunately. But I will tell you, it's interesting how music can just speak the truth in your life or anybody else's life. You know, it's a song that I'm really glad I got a hold of, and I know a lot of people go through a lot of craziness in life and in this world. And so if anybody's going through a funk, you know, in their relationship, they should definitely go check out But I Do. It's just one that spoke to me for sure when I was going through that.
And speaking of checking it out, where can people follow you? Because I know you have an unusual moniker. So where can people find your music and follow you?
Well, I've never been accused of being a marketing genius, so that's why. I didn't realize when everybody was doing the handles on Twitter and everything that those were actually going to matter. So I'm from Kansas originally, so it's J-Rod from Oz is what that stands for. And so that's my handle on all the social media platforms, and I have a website, Jared Neiman Official. So if anybody's out there on Twitter or Instagram, Facebook, send me a message and remind me that they're listening to you and me, and I'll follow them right back.
Oh, that sounds awesome. What is something that you can't live without?
This is going to sound Dr. Phil-ish, but just friends. It's amazing how easy the word, like love, you know, friendship is, that term is thrown around. You know, you meet somebody, oh, this is my friend. And it can never happen to many friends, but, you know, my grandpa used to tell me, all you need is six, and he meant just to carry your casket, and I just thought that was such a...
Oh, wow.
But at the same time, pretty profound. You know, because when you grew up in a small town, there's so many people you can call at 3 a.m. if your truck breaks down, your car, and you need a hand. But in a big city, that's tough to come by, especially if you're not from that city. And that's what I love about Nashville, is it's pretty much small town people that have all moved to one city. I've been able to find some really, really amazing people that I can't imagine not being in my life. And they're those people that you could call for anything, because that's just the way they were raised, and they know that I'd do that for them. So I couldn't live without all the great friends I have.
Now, I know you also co-founded the nonprofit Free the Music USA program that provides music instruments and education to kids in need. How's that going?
Yes, it's awesome. I'll tell you what, it's so much fun to be able to watch a kid's face expression when they get a guitar or drums or a piano. Well, the biggest red flag that I noticed real quick was there's so many great nonprofits that cover such a spectrum of so many people in need. But for me, what spoke to me was playing these small towns and going to these fairs always reminded me of home. And I'd always just, you know, be visiting with someone that was on the fair board, and they'd say, yeah, starting next year, our music programs are going away because of finances. And I thought, man, that's so backwards, because, I mean, sports is always going to win out because everybody loves sports. But what they don't realize about the investment in music is some children are, you know, they're so introverted that they don't have any friends. And music is such a universal language that whenever you put them in a room full of other kids that are interested in music, it gives them this sense of community that they've never had.
Are the links to, like, if somebody wanted more information on Free the Music USA, are there links on your website for that?
Yes, there is. And you can go to freedommusicusa.org.
What gives you the biggest rush when you're on stage?
I think when people are singing along, first of all, when someone shows up, when you'll spend your hard-earned money to let someone do what they love, that's not a better compliment or feeling. But when someone's singing along to maybe songs that you didn't even put out on the radio, you know, they've really invested their, not just their money, but their time, and they could be listening to anything else, but that just means that that song, those songs connected with them, and so we forever have a connection, and that's just what's so special about music. So just when people in the crowd having fun, you know, you don't want anybody to come waste their time or walk away regretting coming out to the show.
Uh-huh.
So we just try to show everybody a up-tempo
good time
diamond. Yeah.
What gives you the biggest rush when you're off stage?
There's been a while since I felt that. When I get home and see my dogs, that's a pretty big rush. But, you know, going through, like I told you, the divorce last year, kind of, it was like putting a new coat of paint on life, and you get so indifferent sometimes. And that's the worst place to be. You either want to be happy or sad. You don't want to be indifferent. So it was amazing to kind of just get everything shook up in my life and let music back in. So now I went on the road with Lee Bryce for like 5 days. He's one of my best buds, and we wrote songs the whole time. And just to know music is, I've let it kind of back in and feel those exciting feelings you did when you were a kid writing songs. That's probably the greatest offstage rush.
Speaking of new music, are we going to get some new music from you? Are we getting a whole new album soon, or are you working on that? What's the status?
Jimmy Buffett has a studio in Key West that he opened up in the mid-early 80s, and I wanted to check it out because I want to do my next album there just pretty much for the vibe. It's just a great place to be inspired, and, you know, Key West, just anytime you're on the water. I'm pretty sure the choir, you guys are out there by so much beautiful water.
Oh, yes.
So I went out there and just, man, it was everything I could imagine because they haven't changed anything since he opened the studio. So it's tie-dye and lots of oranges and yellows and blues and purples, and it's just so cool. So I'll definitely be recording my next album there, and then I'm also working on just some other projects that are kind of behind the curtain that hopefully, you know, come into fruition, because me and some buddies just think about doing an outside project outside of what we do. I mean, country music, of course, just teaming up and doing some stuff together. So that's still in the infant thought stages, but definitely be working on a solo album again very shortly.
One more question. What advice would you give your 16-year-old self?
I promised myself I'd never listen to me. No matter what, you know, probably just stick to your intuition. That's the thing, is like everything that's ever happened in my life that I wanted it to, I follow my true intuition.
Well, Jared, we are so looking forward to seeing you May 24th at Kuwaitin Casino in St. Ignace. I'll be there. I can't wait to see you again. And wish you nothing but the best of luck on your Tall Boys and Short Stories tour.
Well, thank you for your time. And I can't wait to see you and come out to definitely one of the most beautiful parts of our country. And just to see, it's worth coming out for me, but to get to play music for everybody, I cannot wait. So thank you.